It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Okay, 7:40. Good morning and happy Friday. And it is Friday, and that means it's Interesting Islander Day. And I am pleased to be joined by a good friend of ours here at Ocean 100 and has been for many, many years, Kim Griffin in the house. How you doing, Kim?
Good morning.
Oh, this is great. We are super excited for this. Now, a lot of people would know Kim Griffin from, you know, Maritime Electric. When the wind blows and the power's out, you're the one giving us the updates. So, one, thanks for doing that. Pretty high profile gig too, right?
It is, but it's so nice to be here and talking about really positive things.
Yeah.
And not being the Grim Reaper, right? And you see her and she says, oh, what's happening? So I'm excited to be here. I'm missing my spin class this morning in Stratford for you.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's okay.
Wow.
That's okay.
And how's the spin class going? Good?
You enjoy it? I love it.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard a lot of.
I'll take you sometime. I'm 6 a.m. class, though.
I don't know if you want to see me on a bike.
Colin sick.
I don't know if you want to see me on a bicycle. All right, well, let's talk about you, okay? And you're right. Most people do see you on their TV or on the internet when, you know, it's a negative something happening, right? So let's get to know you. Whereabouts do you live? Where are you from? Let's shout out to hubby and the fam jam. Let's do that.
Well, I'm a fifth generation Islander.
Wow, okay. The roots run deep.
The roots run deep. Actually, my family landed in Cape Wolf from Ireland, but I grew up in Blooming Point, if any of you know Blooming Point, by Tracadie Cross. Yeah. My parents still live there. I have one sister who's recently become an author, Kara, and she lives in Charlottetown.
Awesome.
We were lucky that she got to work here through COVID when she was working for Sunnybrook Hospital and decided to stay. So I think I'm really happy she works with Health PEI. So
awesome.
That's great. And my husband is here as well, Danny, and I have my other sons, William and Henry Jenkins, and they're great little fellas, and they're off to soccer camp this morning. It's a PD day, so
yeah, right.
Our parent teacher interviews, I should say. So hello,
yeah, yeah.
To all those teachers out there.
Same difference. I mean, have you done the interviews yet? Have you been to parent teacher?
I did one last night, and I'm doing one right after this.
All right, high fives to the kids, I would assume.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty excited about having the day. And I think that, you know, the teachers have gone through so much when you think about just trying to look after them and teach them. And there's lots of challenges happening out there right now. And yeah, so I'm really lucky. I've got a lot of cousins. I host my Christmas Eve dinner and there's about 55 people there of all my cousins. And I cook for everybody and I have a big potluck. And
Scott does that too.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah. No, I know a little bit more about Scott than you might think.
Oh, no.
We go way back.
Yeah.
And I think about even before Maritime Electric. You know, I worked at Labatt's and worked at Siemens Beverages and got to know Scott in the early days.
All right. So you can sell some Scott gossip a little later on if you want.
It's all good stuff.
Now, one of the big reasons why you're here today is to chat about Black Friday, because you are the president of the Charlottetown Chamber of Commerce. Tell me just, I guess, really quickly, and we'll dive into this a little bit more. Why is this an important day for people to shop local?
It's probably one of the most important day for our customers. We have over 1,100 members. I feel really privileged to be the president of the chamber and all the members that we represent. But just part of PEI and the fact that one thing I learned out of COVID is, you know, we all have to support each other. And when you think about local merchants and local stores and restaurants and services, it's absolutely about helping them and supporting them. And a lot better quality most times anyway. So, you know, but I love buying from my neighbors. I love making sure that we're supporting them. And I think when you think about Black Friday, there's lots of ways that you can be able to support local.
Okay. And we'll chat about those ways coming up here in a few. Kim Griffin is our Interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum today.
The Buy More, Save More Black Friday sale is now on at Source for Sports. At Source for Sports, we care. And we realize that this year, more than ever, the cost of...
As I let you in on all the great vehicles, deals, and incentives, Charlottetown Mitsubishi, home of the 10-year warranty. Drive your ambition.
A mix of sun and cloud today. A few flurries possible. It's a little windy.
There is a snow squall watch for Kings County. Tonight, we will see a few flurries, winds from the northwest, a low of -8, and a wind chill of -16 overnight. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, some flurries in the morning, a high of -4, wind chill of -17 in the morning, and -10 in the afternoon. So as we've been discussing, we're going to bundle up for that parade tomorrow. Right now, it's 1 in Summerside. It's 1 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
All right, and Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. 93% of us buy at least one of these every month. 902-368-1720. Text me with your answer. You might win the $100 gift card. We'll draw for that coming up after 8 o'clock. Celebration calendars on the way next and more with Kim Griffin, our interesting Islander. It's Modern English. Ocean.
Making love to you was never second best. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
That's Modern English. I melt with you. It's Ocean 100, 752. Good morning. Joined right now by our interesting Islander. She is the president of the Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce. Kim Griffin here with us for Black Friday. And again, we're talking about shopping local. Maybe we can quickly just kind of, because a lot of people, like, I know we were talking about this earlier, right? Like, sometimes we think that shop local is like just going to the craft fair or going to a small business or something like that. But it's a little more broader than that, right?
I think it really takes a mindset when you can. And, you know, when you think about your neighbors, when you think about leaving as much money as you can on PEI is the way I look at it. So, you know, and I think that, you know, yes, there's going to be things that you really may have to get on another site or something online. But when you think about the opportunity to help your local store, restaurant, service, you know, even experiences on PEI, and, you know, you think about all the different businesses and services that are offered across the island, and really making that, whether it be a staycation or just thinking about those, creating those experiences. And I really think that that's important. And it does take a bit of a mindset some days too, because you really have to have a list. I'm a big list person. And, you know, thinking about what that's going to do to our economy, it really helps our local businesses,
right?
And it really helps our economy. And most of these people working at the stores, we all know them. Like, they're our friends, they're our family, they're people that have just moved here. And the service industry, more than ever as well, really needs our help when you think about, you know, the opportunity to be able to support locals. So it means a lot of different things. It's not just where you buy a toy or where you buy your clothing. It's really all the services and really, you know, making your money count when you can and using it on PEI.
And I was shopping downtown on the weekend and trying to do a little Christmas shopping. And one of the salespeople helped me kind of with a surprise, because we were shopping with, like, I was buying a gift for someone I was with. And I kind of explained to her quickly, and she was right on it, and she helped me so that we could get that purchased without the person who was getting the gift noticing. And I think that it's so much more, like, shopping local, it's obviously the products, but it's the interactions and the connections with Islanders. And that's, like, that's really, really important, like, for so many reasons. What do you think we offer? Like, I've always thought that PEI is unique, and Islanders are, in the way we care for one another.
Would you agree? PEI. I mean, yes. I love PEI. And when I think about, I often laughed if tourists are here, because sometimes they're standing behind us in the lineup and people are having a little chat.
Yes.
Or, you know, they're having a chat with a salesperson or, you know, someone that you're talking to. And I've been there a few times where people have said, hurry up. And, you know, I get it. but I think that's part of our charm. And I think that's part of who we are as people. Yeah. And, you know, I bet you that's similar in other parts of Atlanta, Canada. But I think we need to celebrate that. And I think that, you know, taking that time. There's a lot of people that are even lonely right now. I mean, we were talking about that earlier this morning, and you know, this is their connection. But it's also just looking after each other fundamentally. And so, you know, you even look at, if you go to some of our local artisans and people that are making mugs and pottery and things, and they're making it here on PEI. There's no carbon footprint. It hasn't been shipped here. It's actually produced on Prince Edward Island.
Right.
And when you think about that, it's really special, and it's so special to receive a gift
Yes.
Of something that's handmade on PEI or something that comes from a local artisan. But also, you know, maybe we do things that should say, you know, purchased on PEI when you think about buying local. And I do think it's a mindset, but you're right. Like that special service connection of having people, you know, I think there's a time and a place for bots. And I think that that's important, of course, in some ways. And we see it coming with artificial intelligence and other things. And, you know, not saying that that's not all important, but we can never lose that human connection and that interaction.
No.
We just can't.
It's everything. And yes. That is like the most unique, you know, that we can't get that online.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I look at, you know, schools all across the island right now looking to support other families. You're looking at all these charities that are looking out to help people in their neighborhoods. Like, that's who we are, is our essence, right, on the island.
And, yeah, for sure.
And we have to make sure that those businesses and those people are around so that they're here to help and support each other. Yeah. So I think that really goes to the core of who we are. But you have to think about it, and you have to think about it when you're doing your list or you're buying, you know, birthday gifts, or you're thinking about ways in which you can support local businesses. And it actually is some of the best gifts I've ever received.
Yep.
And anyway, I just think it's really important if people can do that.
For sure. What else is really important is the birthday list, celebration calendar. It's pretty important.
It is.
And you're here for it today, so that's a big deal, too. Kenton Dawkins, a happy 27th birthday from your best friend, Shannon. Dan Burns, a happy 29th from your fiance, Erica, and the babies, Mia and Rip. Have a great day, Dan. Belated birthday to Sawyer Lafergy from Mom, Dad, Bryson, Denica, and Roscoe the dog. Avery McDonald of Morrell, a happy 7th birthday. Love, hugs, and kisses from Daniel, Rhonda, Tommy, and Hab. Leanne Cobell is celebrating today. Love from the family and fur babies. Elizabeth Campbell in Georgetown celebrating a 75th birthday today from your third favorite son. Oh, that's nice. Ori McDonald living in Cleveland. Happy birthday. Love mom, Johnny, Micah, Aubrey, Earl, and Fresky. 23rd birthday for Ori.
Harrison Harkness, love from Poppy, Nanny, Don, Finn, and Rusty. Harrison in Harrington, happy birthday. Linda Carter from Jimmy and Don, Finn, and Rusty in Surrey. Faye Woods from all her grandkids in Hazelbrook, happy 63rd.
Connor Bernard, happy birthday from Dad and Judy in Summerside. Peter McNeil is celebrating a birthday, and Peter is at Peter McNeil Automotive, and that wish comes from your family. Happy birthday to Todd Manuel. Tomorrow, we've got Principal Rob McAdam of Colonel Gray celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you, Rob. Rob used to be the principal at Birchwood. I did get to know Rob as the principal at Birchwood on occasion. Tomorrow, Ray Murphy in Stratford PEI celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Yes, Deborah Matheson in Montague. Happy birthday from Colton and the family. And a wedding anniversary, Doris and Ellerly McKay in New Annan celebrating 67 years. And finally, Bobby Roche of the 7 Mile Road. Happy birthday to you.
We'll make the draw for the bridge passes coming up in a few.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit your announcement.
There is a risk of snow squalls early in the morning. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott. Let's give away some prizes. I got a whole bunch of stuff to give away right now. Okay, first, let's tidy up Darcy's trivia. Thank you to everybody who takes the time every morning to text in with your answers. It is humbling to get that many texts in the run of a morning. So thank you very much for that. 93% of us buy at least one of these every month. A lot of different answers. The one I was looking for today was a pizza.
Pizza.
Now, let's discuss this for a second because, you know, I did throw the word at least one in there, but like some of us are pizza families.
I could eat it every day, but we would probably buy a pizza every 3 to 4 days in our house. Our boys love it.
Yeah. And it's pretty simple, right? Takes the cooking right out of the equation.
Yes.
Love it. And you're still able to shop local that way too.
I am. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Tying it all in.
See what you did there?
All right. So let's give away some prizes. Velma LeBlanc, congratulations from Alberton, is our winner of the $100 gift card. Congratulations, Velma. And of course, with Darcy's Trivia this week, we've been giving away pairs of tickets to Styx. Concert coming up, Credit Union Place. Congratulations to Wade Clements. Check your text messages. I just... sent you one. Congratulations there. Plus, let's tidy up the birthday winners. Faye Wood and Kate Hendricken are going to pick up Ridge Passes today.
Wonderful.
Oh, man. What a great morning.
You're generous.
What a great morning. And it's Black Friday to boot. We'll have more with Kim Griffin coming up.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
For you, and all the things that you do.
Ocean 100, it's Coldplay with Yellow, 812. Good morning and welcome aboard. It is the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Couple great examples of shopping local right there for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have Kim Griffin here. She's the president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Charlottetown, also with Maritime Electric. But it's nice to get you on the air when there's a nice sunny day and there's, you know, everybody's energized and all that stuff heading into the weekend. So it's really great having you here and chatting about shopping local on Black Friday.
Well, thanks. I'm really having a lot of fun and a lot of laughs behind the scenes too. And
we're keeping our stories to ourselves.
You know, it's interesting because when I get to talk to you often, it's really early in the morning and something's gone wrong. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we're trying to chat about, you know, so Islanders can plan their day and know what's going on. But I'm really excited, as you said, to be here, see so many people walking by and waving and the sun out and the power's on. And it makes me really happy.
Do you want to know what I'm the happiest about? You are dishing some great off-air stories about Scott.
Oh, my heavens. So, you know, it Scott and I go way back. And, you know, I have a lot of time and respect for this person. Mm-hmm. And I have to be careful because he probably has some things on me. So I have to be really careful. But I mean, you know, all joking aside, I mean, you know, to me, Scott is a legend in the business. And he's here and he's jovial and happy and solid, but you know, he's always here. And when we have in a storm or an event and we're chatting or he's texting me at 3:30 going, how's it looking?
Yeah.
And he's the real deal. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes what we're chatting about isn't the greatest of news. So, you know, it's really nice to be here this morning and to be able to smile and to talk about things. And, you know, I heard quite a few people took today off, I don't know, just to shop around PEI, but I'm really psyched about that. You're in the best position to see downtown. And
absolutely.
Lots of people as the stores are opening.
So, I mean, let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Because it's Black Friday and shop local, and that's a big deal. What are you hearing on the street right now? Like, we're post-COVID and all that stuff, right? You know, you guys have a lot of members. What are you hearing on the street? What's the general vibe right now?
Well, as I mentioned, we have over 1,100 members in across the island, but the vast majority are in Charlottetown, Stratford, and Cornwall. And I think post-COVID, some people are having a really tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a challenge with even getting staff, getting labor. You know, lots of business owners are, you know, not only selling on the front line, but making their products behind the scenes.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, with the shortage of workers, some owners are doing, you know, double shifts and triple shifts and really just trying to keep their doors open. And I think that, you know, with costs going up all around us, as well as inflation and thinking about, you know, they have to make a profit and mm-hmm. they have to make a profit to keep their businesses going and to employ Islanders. And I think that's really tough. And I think that many that were shut down for periods during COVID and, you know, not to dwell on that, but it's an important impact that many of them didn't have another cushion
right.
to help them. So I think even more so, anything that we can do to continue to support them and understand that importance, because it really is the fabric of our community, not just our economy. And so, you know, I think some are having a really tough time and I think they're trying to succeed and I think they're entrepreneurial people and, you know, yes, they can pivot, but at the same time, your help and your support, but it's not like you're, you know, I don't think of it as doing people a favor. I just think of it as, you know, thinking consciously about I'm going to support my people.
Yeah.
And when you think about, you know, the people that are around us and our neighbors, these are the people that help us every day. And so I think it's a way of living. Mm-hmm. I think it's a way to think about things. And I know this morning I challenged you about maybe wearing 100% local today. So how'd you do?
Scott did I'm really good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Scott did really good. I think all my stuff was bought here.
Okay.
It's a lot of golf stuff. So like, probably, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
excellent.
100%.
Yeah. I'm 100% local. Even my wedding ring. And,
even the wedding ring.
Even my wedding ring was made locally. And, And it's probably 16 years old now, my husband. I hope he's not listening right now.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's been a while. No, he's great.
Probably been 16 years. Probably.
I think I've done well in the wearing local. And I have, as I mentioned to you, a favorite necklace that was crafted here on the island.
I get my hair cut here.
Excellent. I never take it off.
Excellent.
And it's something that the guys will laugh at. Even my eyelashes have been extended here locally.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's tough to get your eyebrows extended online. It's a tough one.
Yeah, we may not go into the services.
No, I'm kidding. But yes, there's lots and lots of great businesses and great people. It's the people for me. It always is. Yeah. So
we'll have more with Kim Griffin coming up next as we wrap things up. She's our Interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
For 65 years, the PEI Association for Community Living has been providing advocacy and support to advance inclusion for individuals with intellectual disabilities.
Long & McQuaid offers the best service, best selection, and best price. Shop online at long-mcquaid.com.
A mix of sun and cloud today. A few flurries possible this morning. It is a little windy, and the temperature is going down to +2 this afternoon. Snow squall watch for Kings County. Tonight, we could see a few flurries. Winds from the northwest, a low of -8. With the wind chill tonight, it will feel like -16. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud. Few flurries in the morning, high of -4. Wind chill will feel like -17 in the morning and -10 in the afternoon. Right now, it's 1 degree in Summerside, 0 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Guys, we have our last qualifier for the Porter contest in the morning.
Yes.
We still have two more chances today at 12:10 and 4:10, but this is our last qualifier. Mark Duran, congratulations. Good luck. You're a step closer to winning a pair of tickets anywhere Porter flies in Canada. Good luck. Strooper!
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
A big thanks to Kim Griffin for joining us today as our Interesting Islander. This has been a great morning with the sun shining, and we're really just talking about shopping local today.
And we've talked about supporting local businesses. Maybe turn the tables a bit, and certainly the support that the local business community shows us, because it's their names that's on the sponsor bar on the bottom of a back of a hockey jersey.
You're right, Scott. You know, when you think about whether you're at a rink, you're looking at a yearbook, you're looking at pretty well any donation items, you're looking at the hospital, you're looking at all the different charities, you look at the benefits that we run for our neighbors, and it's all local businesses that is helping us and, you know, leaving a basket or leaving a donation at the door to come pick up for fundraisers and those kind of things. So that is a huge shout out to our local businesses who support our communities. And it's a really important thing that a lot of the businesses don't even talk about it. They just do it. And that's what many Islanders are like anyway. But, you know, it's good to remind people that that local business where you're spending that money, where you're in, you know, you're buying those gifts, you're doing those things. And whether that be Black Friday, whether that be Christmas, whether that be a birthday party, it really matters and it makes a difference. And you'll see it come back probably tenfold when you think about how they're going to support the community back at you.
Yes, just yet another differentiator, right, in our local businesses and what they do in our communities. I've got a question for you. So when I think back, well, just listening to you talk about Scott and your respect and his time and how he's presenting us with factual information, and we believe in Scott Chapman all the time. We also, as Islanders, very much believe in you, because you've been the person who has brought us through many, many, well, really unprecedented situations. So if I look back to Fiona and how Islanders were fearful, they were scared, isolated, you at your own home would have been experiencing many of the same things that Islanders were. You had staff and guys in the trucks that were working crazy amount of hours. Just give us a quick snapshot. What was it really like behind the scenes during Fiona for you?
Well, thanks, Jill. You know, the thing for me is that I do have a wonderful family, and my husband, Danny, and my boys, and my mom and dad in the country, like, they helped me. And when we knew it was coming, the day before, I had a lot of people calling saying they could help. But when it finally hit, no one really knew how bad it was going to hit us. And I can honestly say that for me personally, I just get up and went to work. My husband got you know, we didn't have power for 12 days. He made sure the boys were taken care of. My mom and my dad helped. And so I, from that perspective, I was really lucky. Then I go to work and work with so many amazing people across the province and brought in all these contractors. And we just really focused on that. Like, I really didn't know what was happening at the house and other things, but the fact that it was really intense for not only us, but for our customers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that it was probably one of the hardest days and weeks for so many of our vulnerable Islanders, as well as all of our customers and all of PEI, who would have thought, right? And so, mm-hmm. you know, our crews did so much hard work. I can honestly say that people were very kind behind the scenes, and they were very good, considering such a tremendous storm and such a tremendous impact. And they were without their power. And I really felt bad a lot, because people would call our contact center and ask to speak to me personally. And I would like to try, tried to call back as many people as I could. But it still makes me teary-eyed to think about how rough it was for, mm-hmm. for everybody.
That and, makes me teary-eyed.
And you know, it was really a tough time for people. And but the one thing is, you know, neighbors said they hadn't talked to each other sometimes. And, you know, there was people that really did pull together right. and look after each other. So I'm so thankful for that. And it did up the level of our readiness and preparedness for all of us for the future. And, you know, that we had a lot of learnings out of it too. And, you know, we all just felt so bad that the power was out that long, even though everyone was working as hard as they possibly could. And,
sure.
and same as all of you, right? And you would hear it when customers were calling you and asking you questions as well. So it's it was a really tough time, and I'm really thankful that we got through it, and we learned a lot. So mm-hmm. thanks for asking that.
Well, we are very lucky to have you here on the island to be passing along information like that to us when we need it. So we appreciate you. You're an absolute delight, and you're welcome back here anytime to tell us all kinds of stories about Scott's past.
Well, thanks for asking me. I really enjoyed it, and I hope that people might consider what we're talking about today, about, you know, thinking about how important mm-hmm. local is in all that we do, in every aspect of what we do when we can. So thanks a lot for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Kim.